Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're moving past the simple idea of just faster machines in custom apparel shops.
Right.
Our mission is to really explore this shift toward, you know, smart connected workflows, things that fundamentally transform how decorators get massive boosts in speed, accuracy, and scalability.
Exactly. And the core transformation here, it really isn't about replacing the worker. It's about providing leverage.
Leverage, okay.
Yeah, and enhancing decision-making across the entire shop. The old workflow, I mean, the one based on tribal knowledge and emails.
Just memory, basically.
Just memory.
Right.
It simply can't handle what modern buyers want, which is smaller, personalized batches and, you know, really rapid fulfillment. That manual model is the central bottleneck.
That sounds right. So if a manual shop is like an orchestra without a conductor, with everyone sort of doing their own thing.
A very talented orchestra.
A talented but chaotic one. What does automation do differently? How does it act as that conductor?
It creates a unified rhythm.
Mm.
And what's fascinating is the measurable impact this synchronization has.
Okay, so what are we talking about in terms of numbers?
Well, analysis shows that shops adopting even modest levels of workflow automation see their production slowdowns, those frustrating stalls.
Yeah.
They drop by 20 to 40%.
20 to 40, wow.
And that's within months.
Yeah.
That compounds into a huge competitive advantage over time.
And I guess that growth potential just goes from, you know, linear to exponential.
Completely. We're looking at shops that might manually manage, say, 150 to 250 prints a day.
A pretty typical small shop.
Typical small shop. Suddenly, they're achieving 1,800 to 2,200 prints daily once that automated production is connected to a system like Deco Network.
That jump changes everything.
Everything.
But, okay, before we all run off and buy shiny new equipment, the sources are really clear on this. We need a foundation of data first.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Automating a disorganized system is just, it's a recipe for very expensive disappointment.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Most shops don't truly know their cost per impression. And until they do, any investment is basically a gamble.
So where do you start? What are the key metrics?
You have to start with two things. One, your ideal daily output. What can you realistically complete? And two, your real cost per impression.
Not just the ink.
No, not just ink. Labor, consumables, overhead, all of it. That number often ranges from like 42 cents to well over a dollar. If you don't know that baseline, you can't calculate your ROI.
Okay, but let's say I already have a fast, expensive auto press. Why should I care if my screen prep is a little delayed? Doesn't the machine's speed kind of negate those upstream bottlenecks?
That is such an important question. The data reveals the machine is almost never the real bottleneck.
It's the administrative process.
It's the admin. Data might uncover a recurring, frustrating two-hour delay in screen prep. Or, more often, it shows that like 50% of customer approval delays come from unclear art instructions.
Or just misplaced notes.
Exactly. You have to invest to solve the biggest measurable problem, not just the loudest one.
And this is where the real leverage is, right? Shifting the focus upstream.
Yes. Workflow automation is the core solution.
Because the biggest slowdowns are, quote, artwork approvals. Just miscommunication.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these integrated workflow platforms become the shop's operating system.
The central brain.
The central brain. Mm. It handles sales, client approvals, production scheduling, and the result is this huge administrative relief. Shops often get 3 to 6 hours of their day back.
3 to 6 hours a day.
Per day. That's time the owner can finally use for sales or strategic growth instead of just chasing paper.
And I assume that administrative efficiency is then supported by smarter equipment upstream.
It has to be. Something like digital screen imaging can cut screen prep time by 35 to 50%.
Because you're taking out manual steps.
You're taking out film positives, time-consuming washout.
Yeah.
All of it. The key takeaway here is pretty simple. Faster is helpful, but repeatable is what's truly transformative.
Okay, so now for the key warning I saw in all the sources, automation is a power amplifier.
Mm-hmm. A huge one.
It just accelerates whatever system is already there. So layering it on top of chaos only accelerates the chaos.
That's it. Structure has to come before the technology.
It has to.
And that's why the ROI isn't just about increased monthly output, though you should expect a 15 to 50% increase in capacity.
So what's the real win?
The real win is resilience and freedom for the owner. It means the business doesn't depend on your memory to function. You can finally step away.
The shop's operating system just keeps managing the flow.
Exactly.
So let's wrap up with a thought for the future. What does this all mean for you, the listener? You really have to start looking forward.
You do.
how prepared are you for, say, the integration of artificial intelligence, an AI that can analyze artwork, recommend print placements, and manage hybrid production, screen printing, DTF, embroidery, all through one central workflow? The shops that are going to thrive tomorrow won't just have the fastest presses. They'll have the clearest, most integrated systems.